Welcome to the Storyteller's Tavern. My name is Mush Hughes.
I'm Lee Northrup.
And I'm Leah Hartman.
And together, we talk to makers and artists to learn more about the stories behind their projects and creative journeys so far. Thanks for joining us here in the tavern for Chapter 4, where all of our stories were told during the 2023 Catskill Mountain Maker Camp in East Durham, New York. Eric Schimmelfennig has an intense passion for digital fabrication and making. He uses and teaches 3D printing and CNC fabrication, and has helped design and build digitally fabricated homes, geodesic domes, and many other cutting-edge projects. Eric is a regular columnist for Kitchen and Bath Design News and Make magazine, teaches SketchUp nationally, and speaks on emerging technologies for the design field. As he'd probably summarize it himself, he's a big old digital fabrication maker nerd and proud of it. At MakerCamp, he was helping man the Avid CNC booth and took time at the end of the weekend to close out MakerCamp 2023 with Lee by talking about the bedrock of collaboration in the community, the trust and respect inherent to these sorts of gatherings, and a brief but intense recap of the 23 Total Boat Maker Regatta.
Hello, friends, and welcome back to the Storyteller's Tavern. It is day 3 at MakerCamp, and oh my gosh, Eric, I love that you're sitting here, but gosh, there's nobody sitting across from me. There's nobody sitting next to me. And it's like this crazy thing where everybody's going home and this crazy party is almost over. But Eric, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. I would say tired and sore, but it was absolutely worth it.
In all of the best of ways. So Eric, you are from Avid CNC. I'm excited that you guys are here. I've got the opportunity and the pleasure of meeting you and Claire over the last couple of days. You guys are wonderful people, and you and I actually got to know each other personally through you making a really amazing CNC sign for us. So thank you so much for doing that.
Of course, it was a lot of fun.
Awesome. So let's start with just your company. Actually, I want to start even in a different place. Eric, your last name is?
Schimmelfenny.
Schimmelfennig. Where is that descended from?
Germany. I'm told.
Awesome. So I am not going to try that again.
You nailed it the first time. You should probably quit while you're ahead.
I am out. So he will be Eric from now on. But that's great. Thanks for helping me with that. And thanks for not making fun when I butcher it. But Eric, again, your company is awesome. The first exposure I had was the crossbows at Maker Faire, like way back when. And I saw that like 4-axis CNC and I was like, holy crap. Like this thing is the coolest thing I've ever seen. And that was 6 years ago in San Francisco.
Yeah.
Whatever. But that was kind of my first exposure to you guys. We ended up, were you with the company at that time?
I was not with them back then.
But we ended up partying with those guys at a Chinese food restaurant in San Francisco, like whatever the company looked like then. And
that sounds accurate.
We got to know each other. And then one of your crossbows is actually sitting in my classroom. And that is
excellent.
Such a party hit whenever anybody comes to my classroom, they're like, dude, who made this crossbow? I was like, my friends at Avid CNC. So.
And that crossbow, it really encapsulates like the culture that we have there really well. Because there's the geeky part of it, that it's showing off all of the different machining methods, plasma, rotary, wood routing, aluminum routing. But it also, like, the people and the geeky, fun, nerdy engineer types that I work with, they're so into that.
Sure.
And it's so them. It's really cool.
That's so cool. So let's just start with, I don't know whether I want to go to you or the company first. And I think I want to start with you because that's what this is all about. This isn't really about, this isn't some kind of promo for your CNC. This is about Eric. So why don't you start on your maker journey?
So my maker journey, oh man, where do I start? I started when I was a kid and I was notorious for taking things apart and not putting them back together. And then at some point when I got a little older, my parents got really sick of me breaking household appliances. I got somewhat good at putting them back together. And then my kind of intro to the maker community was I started learning 3D modeling and I got involved with SketchUp, which got me to my first Maker Faire, which sounds like you've been to, and I think many people here have been to them. And I realized there was this whole group of people that were like me.
Right.
And they were delightfully nerdy and fun. And not that I felt alone, but it was just so cool to be a part of that. And I've been just like kind of hooked on making in this community ever since.
So our last guest, I think it's going to end up being Chapter 7, was Patrick Gensel. And I think that me, you, him, like we have this little like kind of niche in this market, which is the digital fab guys. Mm-hmm. Like, and there's not a lot of the digital fab guys. Like most of those guys are, you know, they're making axes and knives and woodworking and things like that. And I think we all enjoy that stuff, but that's not really, you know, what drives us. So it's neat to have kind of another digital fab guy in our corner.
Yeah, and the digital fab, it was funny. Like, it's really interesting watching the knife makers and the blacksmiths who have a specific thing that they like making. Mm. And I sort of thought of this just in this moment that my interest in making has always been making tools to make things. And so one of the first really cool projects I did, have you ever subscribed to Instructables?
Oh yeah, of course.
Okay. So it was like the one thing that I would allow in my inbox that was like, you know, not spam. And I got an Instructable one time and it was how to make a CNC machine. I thought, man, that's cool.
That's really one cool. of those projects that I run away from. And I'm like, dude,
I should have run away from this project. and I told a buddy of mine, I was like, I think I'm going to make this thing. And he's like, why? And I said, I don't know, but I want to make it. So it was a really complex design, had all these finger joints on it, and I printed out the plan, and I glued it to a piece of MDF, and I used a bandsaw, and I cut it all out. I mean, it was horrible. It technically worked in that it moved around, and I could cut, like, ceiling tiles with it, but that was about it. And what I realized after is that the guy who made the plans used the CNC machine to cut the plans.
That's so funny.
And I didn't have access to one. But I was kind of hooked, And on CNC machines specifically, because it allowed me to make all of these things that I wanted. And I also get really interested in CAD software because I could just design any idea that I had. I didn't necessarily make them, but right. It was just like this. It was like a notepad for me. It was, you know, like I could do art on it and just design things as I thought of them. So that was my, and that's, I think that's why I'm where I am now. I really enjoy when someone's like, hey, I want to make this thing. And if I have a solution, I love helping them figure that out.
Well, and that kind of brings us to our relationship because I reached out to you and I was like, and I totally felt that spirit when I was like, I'm looking for a big ass steel sign for the tavern. And unfortunately with all the rain and stuff, and I haven't been able to get it, you know, finished and all of that stuff. And if I bring it out with a drop of water, it's just going to rust like crazy. So, but it's been around and everybody's like gawking at it, like as it's been there. And Mark Adams took some fabulous pictures of it this morning, which will be really fun to tag you guys on it. But when I brought that project to your table, there was an absolute like, heck yeah, let's do this. Let's see what this is about.
Well, it was funny because that, you know, thank you for sending me nice clean vectors to, you know, to do that. And I cut it out on the plasma, and I thought, there's got to be more I could do with it, and that's why I lasered the, you know, the little complex
which
house
came out
there.
Cool.
It was really cool, it was funny, when I was thinking about how to do it, I was like, well, I could route it in wood, and I could, you know, laser burn it or paint it or something like that, and I was like, well, I'm less good at plasma, and I haven't lasered too much metal, so we're definitely going to do that, because I wanted to try something different, and I wanted to do metal, because we're at kind of a metalworking
sure.
event, too.
And, but thank you for that. A very cool gift and a very cool way to, like, I love any time two people can get together. And this is crazy. We're going to do something unannounced ever in Storytellers Tavern. We're going to press the pause button.
Okay.
Because I don't want this conversation to be over, but it's time to go to the regatta.
Let's do it.
And so what'll be fun is that when we come back up here, we'll be able to give everybody a regatta recap.
All right.
So definitely. Is that okay with you?
Absolutely.
Awesome. All right. We'll see you in a couple minutes. Well, holy moly, Eric, what just happened?
I saw you jump in a pond. That's what just happened.
I can confirm that that happened. I'm freezing.
Yeah, how are your toes right now?
They don't feel good. The Total Boat Regatta was just happening, and huge thanks, and I don't think I've done a good enough job thanking Tasting Lab, thanking Total Boat, thanking Austin and Maker Camp for just being incredible sponsors this year. You guys have been rad, and Total Boat puts on just such a great show. We all had our catamarans down there, and some of the cool boats won. Most of the boats did nothing.
Many of them did nothing. Who jumped in the pond?
It was one of the bananas.
One of the bananas,
yeah,
okay.
One yep. of the bananas jumped in the pond.
That is a deeper pond than I expected.
He was really deep. He was like, he got into about chest deep, and he was like, this is colder than you would think. I was like, I was the only other one up to my thighs, and yes, it was pretty cold.
You did heroically rescue your boat, which I've just been told is going to be a permanent monument in this place.
It's neat when you, like, as an artist, when you get assigned a permanent placement in a gallery, and that gallery is the Martini Bar. And our art was the SS Martini Bar, and we're really excited to have that as a permanent installation.
I don't want to out you, but can you confirm or deny, was that real vodka when it first set sail?
When it first set sail, it was absolutely real vodka and real olives. And Johnny, I'm sure Johnny's not going to listen to this, but there was this amazing moment where the SS Martini Bar capsized. All the crew is safe, don't worry. But it capsized, it goes over, and as I had to go in to pull it out, and as I'm pulling it out, I filled it up with bomb water. Did you see this, Eric?
I did see this. And
Johnny Builds is right next to me, and I hold it up to Johnny Builds, and he acts like he wants to take a sip of it. So I pour it up, and Johnny Builds drinks some bomb water out of the SS Martini.
I can't, you know, there's a lot of emotions that you can describe, happiness, sadness, fear, and you know what the facial expression is. Instant regret is a new one I learned from seeing Johnny's face after he drank that martini glass.
It was so perfect. And so obviously out goes the pond water, and Johnny just looks at me very calm and says, "Why did I do that?" And I go, "Because it was funny." And he goes, "Yes, that's why I did that." It was a pretty, my favorite moment of the.
That was a good moment. That was a good moment. So that whole fun thing was a good moment.
Yeah, it's those Total Boat guys know how to put on a party. Huge thanks to Mike and Kristen for all this, the way that they've supported us as makers and this community. Like, they're always, you just know where to find the party, and it's always at the Total Boat tent.
Yeah, and this is, you know, it's funny. I compare this to Maker Faire. I've been to several of them, and there's things like this where you can be ridiculous and throw boats in a pond and not take it too seriously, you know, or what make events like this amazing. And not to sort of meander on topics, but, you know, somebody came up and they said, "Hey, how is it okay that we can just go and use a forge or stand next to a plasma cutter or guys running a chainsaw?" And I had an interesting conversation with the folks that ran Maker Faire a bunch of years ago when another organization I worked with sponsored it, and I got to talk to kind of the people that started it. And I asked them, I said, "There's danger everywhere. How is this legal? How do you get insurance?" And they said, "Look, you'd be surprised that, you know, I mean, we have waivers, so that kind of covers them legally, but really there's a culture of making, and people understand what it is, and they don't have injuries. They don't have, like, and that's why this fun stuff can happen, is because of this wonderful culture of people that is here, you know, that allows it to all work. And it's really cool to see it reincarnated again in this."
Now, what's the sickness that Johnny's going to get from the pond water?
I don't think that counts, right? You know, injuries that happen later don't count in that equation.
Last night, did you play the nail game at all with the hammer?
I heard about the nail game. I did not play the nail game. I was observing axe throwing.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it was. It's gotten wild here. But, you know, thank goodness for this community and all the fun that we get to have. Now, I love Dale, and I loved that event, and that was definitely one of the ones, you know, especially as tech nerds. Like, yeah, we love that stuff, and those guys speak our love language, which is just nerdy stuff. But when you would go there, if there was a forge or a plasma CNC or something, you would be standing at a very far distance.
Yeah.
You would not be encouraged. I mean, I met you last year, and you were like, "Come on, man, throw on some goggles, come check this out." Like, when I got here, I was welding within 20 minutes. Like, Trevor helped me learn to blacksmith, and, you know, just, here's a 4,000 degree forge. Let's make some stuff. And it's really neat the way that we are not focused on selling things. We're not focused on buying things or pitching our products or our brands. Like, could somebody acquire an Avid CNC this weekend because they saw your awesome stuff? Like, yeah, there's a good chance that several people are going to go home and be like, I need that for my shop. But I don't think you made a sales pitch this weekend. Like,
no, and it's funny. You nailed it. It's so different. We've done events. You know, we did an event earlier this year. It's called East Tech. And a lot of industrial machines are there. And, you know, we went there because we're a value-priced option, you know, for some big industrial metal cutters. And the pitch is, you know, if these events are fun, but the pitch is very different. You know, here's a machine. It costs this much. It can output this amount of, you know, material per hour, per day, or however you want to quantify it. And those are, I like those, but, you know, coming here, it's like, we're not trying to sell stuff. We want to inspire people to do stuff because we are the people that make crossbows
right.
and crazy projects, and we just love coming to share it. And just like you said, if that happens to inspire somebody to buy a machine, great. If that happens to inspire somebody to go make something on our machines or somebody else's, amazing. Like
right.
that's what we're genuinely, you know, excited about. And like, not to toot our own home, but that's why I like working with this group of people, is because we have that culture, we get it. And
as a vendor and as somebody who, you know, runs a business with that stuff, the fact that like, it's not just those of us who show up to make cool stuff and be part of this community, but it's also the people that like, it's your livelihood. Like that's what pays the bills, but you can still come to a place like this and get the culture, which is just the sharing, the spreading, the getting better together. Which
yeah.
is...
And you can get, as a brand, you have to recognize that. I mean, we make here, right. And I don't know if you've talked about this and forgive me if I'm repeating it, but you know, people came here to experience all this stuff, but to make something. And they started with us. They were making blacksmithing tongs. And so we cut out all the tong blanks. And then they go hammer them out. They punch a hole in them, make the pin, and, you know, do all the stuff. And we wouldn't be able to do this if it wasn't for everybody else that's here, all of these other trades. And not just at this show, but nobody's machine, ours included, can do everything.
Right.
And you have to recognize that you're a part of this making ecosystem, and it's exciting and it's awesome and it's fun. And if everybody gets excited and thinks it's awesome and has fun doing it, you know, we all win.
That's right? So cool. And I was thinking about this, and it's just the two of us wrapping up chapter four of Storytellers Tavern. And what a cool way to go out is just to encapsulate the vibe of this event, the vibe of why we're all together, the vibe of what we do here. It's pretty awesome.
So I know you're running the podcast, but let me ask you a question.
Sure.
How would you describe this event to somebody who hadn't, maybe you were trying to, you know, convince them to go? And I haven't landed on how I'd describe this because I keep wanting to go to like Maker Faire, but it's not. And I'm trying to sum up, what was the first time you were here? Was it last year?
Or it was 3 years ago, yeah.
What did you think when you first drove up here?
Well, I think Jimmy DiResta says it really well, and I'm going to butcher the quote, but I love it. And it's he says it's something like, you know, a couple hundred idiots out in the field making stuff. And I was like,
okay.
Yeah, it's, but it's people that like to make stuff. It's people that are going to get together. They're going to share ideas. They're going to do stuff, and we're going to be outside. It's not going to be, you know, it's not going to be stuffy. It's not going to be last night there was a river running straight through the middle of camp. Like it was a train wreck, like kind of like that boat race. Like it's just kind of a mess. But that's by design. And I think Austin has created someplace where people can feel comfortable. People can feel love. People can just have this acceptance where they just get to come in, build cool stuff, and be welcomed into the tribe. And you know, you ask, sorry if I'm repeating this, I think some things need to be repeated almost every episode of like, when we got here, there were people that just, you know, metaphorically held our hand and was like, come on in, let's go make some cool stuff. And some of the, like, most of those people have been on the pod, like Jess Crow was one of the first people, Trevor was one of the people, Brett McAfee was one of the people. Like those people are just so excited to be like, come on in. Don't watch, don't stand back there, just come on in and let's make some cool stuff together. And it's pretty special.
Yeah, I totally agree.
So as we wrap this thing up, I'm so sad that when I press the button and turn this thing off, I'm going to put away these microphones and this chapter will be officially closed. Again, once again, thanks to Tasting Lab, Total Boat, Austin and Maker Camp. This has been just a fantastic ride. And thanks to you for making the sign and, you know, the friendship that we've formed over the last little bit. It's always neat because you talked about the collaboration with the tongs, just our little collab with the sign. It's, you know, gotten us to do some meaningful work together and then end up here wrapping up chapter four, which is pretty special.
I feel like this is a big responsibility.
You got to help me close it earlier. I was like, don't mess this up, dude.
I have a prepared speech. Are you ready?
Okay, hold on. So before we get to the final toast of chapter four, where can people go to learn about you as a maker and Avid CNC?
You can learn about Avid CNC at avidcnc.com. We've got links to all of our social media channels. We've got a lot of stuff on YouTube and Instagram. If you want to learn about the machines, I'd recommend going to our website. If you want to learn what people are doing with them, which is really the cooler way to learn about them, We've got so many videos of people doing cool stuff with our machines on YouTube. So just type in Avid CNC there, and you will see a plethora of really amazing stuff.
I'm just going to pause you right there because, like, the way that you just turned that, like, yes, this is my company. Yes, this is what we do. Yes, you can learn about it from us. But don't learn about it from us. Learn about it from them. Like, that is, again, just such a great reflection of everything that you and I have talked about for the last 20 minutes.
We're really good at getting you the right machine. But if you want to know what to do with it and, you know, how to do cool stuff, the people who aren't us do the really cool stuff.
That's perfect.
Occasionally, we make a crossbow.
So, where do people go to learn about you as a maker?
Oh, man. You can go to ericschimmel.com, ericschimmel.com, on my website that is probably not been updated in a long time, but it does have some cool pictures of some stuff that I've made on there.
Nice.
I have been very fortunate to have been invited to be involved in some very, very cool projects, in particular some trade show installations I did, you know, several years ago, and I'm very proud of those projects and very thankful to the people that allowed me to help with those.
That's awesome.
And if anyone has any questions on any of those, you can contact me there. I'd be happy to give you plans, tips, advice, whatever you need.
And he, like, you're saying that, and sometimes, you know, you think, oh, is that person really sincere? Like, I know firsthand, like, I reached out to Eric, and I was like, dude, I got this idea for a sign, and you very quickly got back to me and was like, let's do this, brother.
Yeah,
was,
well, happy to help.
That was neat. All right, man, this is it. This is where we turn off the pod. We close out chapter 4. What you got?
Well, I did say I had a prepared speech, but I lied.
Perfect.
Because it wouldn't be Maker Camp without being almost completely unprepared. I would say, closing this out, I was just thinking about what I enjoyed the most. And I think if you really, there's at a sort of a like superficial level, higher level, it is just so cool to walk around and be able to see all these different trades and just participate in it. But at like a real lower, deeper level, you make friends instantly here in a way that you just can't anywhere else. And especially as like someone who's in their 40s, you know, you have your friends and that they're kind of set, right? Last night I was hanging out in the pavilion and you can walk up to anybody and just talk to them or overhear a conversation, walk up and go, wow, that sounds really neat. Let's talk more about that. And you just make fast friends. And at an event of this scale, it's just intimate and fun. And it's a magic that you really can't capture hardly at all, you know, nowadays, at least in my world. And I think for that, it's just such an amazing place to be.
It's awesome. I'm not sure that's a toast.
Oh, I need a toast. Okay. All right, let's do
but
a toast.
Your closing thoughts were fantastic.
Okay, so those are closing thoughts, so toast. I don't know, man. We should do a toast to steel, because it wasn't for steel. I don't know what we'd be banging on, plastic?
Awesome. Toast to steel, toast magical to steel. Maker Camp. Chapter 4 is coming to a close.
Thank you very much for having me.
It's my pleasure. See you guys.
We just heard from Eric Schimmelfennig. You can find more of him and what he's up to by visiting his website, ericschimmel.com, linked in the show notes. That does it for this episode of the Storyteller's Tavern. We hope you enjoyed and will join us next time. Until then, you can find us on Instagram at sttavernpod or at sttavernpod.com. Please consider subscribing to hear all episodes from this and future chapters, and consider rating and reviewing us wherever you get in these episodes. We had some tremendously generous support in making this chapter of the Storyteller's Tavern happen. Thank you to Total Boat. Not only do they make wonderful resin, paint, varnish, and all sorts of other stuff for makers and DIYers, but they're just outright good people. Check out what they've got at totalboat.com. A major thank you goes out to the Tasting Lab in Greenville, New York, right next to Maker Camp in East Durham. Please stop by the next time you're in town to check them out, or visit thetastinglab.com to learn more. Finally, the biggest thank you goes out to Austin, Maker Camp, and the Blackthorn family, both for your support of this show and for putting on Maker Camp. The community has been and will continue to be positively impacted by your love and support for years to come. Visit CatskillMountainMakersCamp.com to learn more and get tickets for next year as soon as they're available. If you'd like to help support this show directly, you can do so by visiting patreon.com/sttavernpod. The Storyteller's Tavern is an independent production of Lee Northrup and me, Mush Hughes. This chapter also features Leah Hartman on the mic, to whom I am as forever indebted as I am immeasurably grateful. Music and episode production done by me, and you can find Lee, Leah, and me on Instagram at thetinkerteacher, leah.learning, and makermush, respectively. Finally, If you or a maker you know have a story that you'd like to share at the tavern or just want to drop us a line, you can send us a message on Instagram or reach out to us at contact@sttavernpod.com. But until next time, keep making cool stuff, do good, and be well.